This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Houston area judge wasted no time in dismissing charges of offering to buy abortion specimens against David DeLayden. The charge against him was the very thing he was investigating. Judge Diane Bohl, a former prosecutor in Houston, had no problem convincing prosecutors of the weakness of their case, as they have now said there would be no appeal of the dismissal. DeLayden still faces, frankly, bogus charges, intimating that DeLayden should not have used fake ID in an undercover investigation. The American Medical Association seems to be toying with dropping its historic stand against euthanasia or early death. Citing a lasting negative impact on how medicine is practiced, Dr. Jeff White of Louisiana is urging professionals, organizations, or anyone with an interest to submit their concerns. Details are at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, the ACLU is continuing to defend Down syndrome abortions in Indiana, and Amnesty International is now demanding that Poland not approve citizen legislation to ban abortions. Amnesty's letter to Prime Minister Beata Szydło spoke of torture and degrading punishment. Szydło has expressed support for the measure, as have major journalists and Polish clerics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.